This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Today, we're thrilled to be joined by a keynote speaker, often in the sales area, but a brilliant person, John Livesay. And John's going to talk to us about why this ability to sort of tell stories and talk about what you're doing is so important to professional success and to businesses and more. John, can you take a moment and tell the audience a little bit about you and yourself and the sale is in the tail and more?
Sure. Thanks for having me. My background is in advertising sales and tech sales. And what I realized was whoever tells the best story is the one that's going to get the sale. So many people think that people buy with logic and push out a bunch of facts and figures, when in fact people buy emotionally first and then back it up with logic. So it's really the soft skills of storytelling, empathy, and listening that combined together to make you stand out from a sea of sameness.
And how do you go about doing that? How should people think about that when they're in business, about telling the story and making sure the story is authentic? Because I hear these people talk about origin stories, and so often the origin story seems so full of crap, so not true, sort of just so artificial. and it takes a while as a cynic to get to feel that way. But how do you do this? Sort of tell stories about what you're doing and do it in an authentic way. And is that important?
Well, yes, it's very important because we have to tell a story that tugs at heartstrings to get people to open purse strings. And there are really three core stories that you need to have in your toolbox, Scott. The first one, as you mentioned, is a story of origin. And it doesn't have to be long and drawn out or fake in any way. I remember working with some architects and I said to them, what made you become an architect? And one said, well, I was 11 years old. I played with Legos, and that's what inspired me to become an architect. And now I have a son that's 11, and I still play with Legos with him, and I bring that same passion to what I do today. Well, that's charming, memorable, personable, short and sweet. So that's an example of the story of origin in action. Then I talk about the need to have a company story, and that's true even if you only have your own company and it's just one person. Your company should have a story of origin as well. And you should have a story about your values and what your culture is like and why you named it what you did. And then the third story is really the secret sauce. I turn a boring case study that's been around forever into a case story that takes people on a journey of someone you've helped that's just like them. And you're not the hero of the story, Scott. Your client is. You need to think of yourself like the Sherpa, helping someone climb Mount Everest. And when they see themselves in the story, they want to go on the journey with you as their Sherpa, and you don't even have to feel pushy anymore.
And talk about that, because I think what you just said is so important, is that when the hero of the story, when people tell stories where they're the hero of the story, it's so unbecoming. Talk about how you transition yourself, how you transition your viewpoint to, you're not making yourself the hero, you're making somebody else the hero. Because this is so important, isn't it?
It really is. Because you want to show that you understand their particular challenges and problems and what keeps them up at night. And the best way to do that is to tell them a story of someone who is just like them. If you're an architect pitching to remodel an airport, you tell a story of someone who was in the same situation that this particular person might be. If you're selling medical equipment, you tell a story of how a doctor was able to save a patient's life using your equipment. And that automatically pulls people in and makes them want to go on the journey.
Thank you. And when you sort of like, how do you work with people? I mean, obviously you're a keynote speaker, but how do you work with people? Are you working with individuals, with companies, with both? And what does a typical engagement look like where John Livesay works with somebody?
Well, typically a company like Olympus Medical or Berkshire Hathaway Home Services will bring me in to speak to their hundreds and hundreds of salespeople at a meeting, whether virtual or in person these days again. And sometimes they have me do a workshop after that. And then sometimes a lot of entrepreneurs will reach out to me and say, I need help with my own personal story. And I have an online course where I can coach people in a group and help them craft all three of those stories that really make them stand out and become memorable. That's the other thing that stories do for us, is after you pitch and they hear other people pitch, whether you're a financial advisor or a lawyer or whatever it is, everyone goes, well, they all sound the same. I guess we should go with the cheapest price. But if you work with me, I teach you how to tell a story that makes you memorable, and that's what makes people want to pick you out of all the other competitors.
And this is kind of fascinating. How important is that? If we're just either for sales, or we've got, you know, giving a young man advice yesterday on interviewing for a job. How important is that he could tell sort of this authentic story about why he's looking, what he's doing, why the firm is of interest? How can you be helpful in that context as well?
Yes. Well, we know we're going to get asked this question. Bring your resume to life. That's going to be, you know, tell me about yourself. And so a lot of people are deer in headlights because they don't prepare for that question. But instead, I work with people on turning their resume into a story. And every story has a beginning, a little bit of a challenge. That's where you want to show your skills, not just rattle them off. If everybody says they're a hard worker and use critical skills, that just falls into the abyss of blah, blah, blah. But if you tell a story of how you used a critical skill or went above and beyond to make the company money or save the company money, then people say, oh, that's the kind of employee we want. And I'm going to share with you and everyone listening one of my secret questions I give people interviewing. At the end of the interview, you're always going to get asked, you know, we've asked you a lot of questions today. Do you have any questions for us? And unfortunately, for a lot of young people who don't have any training, they say, well, when's my vacation start and how many days do I get? That's obviously not the type of question to ask in an interview. Instead, you can say, what would it look like if I was to exceed your expectations in this job? And boy, does that make a difference, because people say, wow, that person goes above and beyond. I'm already future pacing them into seeing me in the job. And now I've had somebody get hired just from asking that question.
No, and that's a fascinating perspective. And let me ask you another question about interviewing. You said this, and I think it's brilliant. You said you got to figure out a way to bring your resume to life. And and I talked to so many you know, young people who might have just absolutely excelled in school, or might have, you know, had a 3.9 grade point average, and just, you know, really taken it seriously. And people like when people take things seriously. If you're hiring somebody you like, they take things seriously. And the person will say to me, well, I don't have to talk about that. It's on my resume. And I'll often say, no, that's exactly wrong. You want to make sure you come into an interview. Here's the three things you want them to know about yourself. You know, you want them to hear it. You want them to know in the nicest way possible. Like, Ethan, seriously, got great grades. Not that I'm so brilliant, but I worked hard and did great, or whatever it is. But this concept that you talk about of bringing your resume to life, bringing your company to life, I think that's so right on, isn't it? I mean, that's so important.
And the reason it's so right on is because that's what people are going to remember. Forget facts and figures and remember stories.
And let me ask you a question about that. I'll put you on the spot for a second, John. Sure. You're willing to bear with me or not. So we built a couple really successful podcasts. One's up to 7-8 million downloads, has done just terrifically well. The second one is way less successful than that, but fairly successful. How do I tell the story to make that interesting, to get people more interested in that second podcast that we're trying to grow? How would you approach that?
Well, with any story you're telling, you need to figure out who needs whatever. And in this case, why would somebody want to listen to this podcast? So hopefully it's solving some kind of problem for somebody, or giving them information or insights or entertainment in a place in a way they can't find somebody somewhere else. And once you have that honed in, you craft that story to the potential person. And that story can be part of your marketing. It can be, asking the guests that you've had on to refer other people who might have a big following. So I think the key to getting anything to grow is to tell a story that other people A, remember, and B, want to share. And then when that happens, they become your brand ambassadors.
Phenomenal. So I love that. So one podcast gives people quick, simple insight and inspiration into what's going on in the business of healthcare. Often CEOs, et cetera, talking about what they're doing, what the priorities are, how they're approaching the market. Another podcast, sort of quick business insight that you get in bite-sized amounts to get clarity of what's going on in the world, what's going on in business. Sometimes you get inspiration and so forth. But your point is well taken. I have to work on that, tell that story of here's what we're trying to be useful for. Here's why it's worth listening to versus somebody else's and all that kind of stuff. I just love that, John. John, where do people, if people want to hire you as a keynote speaker, I'll give you another, you know, trick question, John. Why should they hire you as a keynote speaker?
Well, the reason that so many people decide they want to hire me is they realize that their sales reps are pushing out facts and figures that aren't winning business. And they realize that they need to have storytelling become part of their culture and their toolbox, and they don't know how to do it. And so they realize, A, they have a problem and they need storytelling. And then they start finding out that I've been able to help companies like Olympus Medical and Gensler win business by telling stories. And then they usually have a conversation with me. They look at my little video of me in front of huge audiences, and the audience is not only inspired and engaged, but has a tactical tool that they can start using right away, and they start seeing sales go up. And so that's usually the main reason people bring me in, is they know they have a problem and they know that storytelling is the solution, but they need someone who can teach their team how to tell a story in a way that anybody can learn. You don't have to be a gifted storyteller. It's not like a athletic skill or a acting skill that you're gifted with. This is something anyone can learn. And once they have the structure and the format, then they become revenue rock stars. And that's the main reason people hire me as a speaker.
That's phenomenal. John Levesay, where do people learn more about you? Where do they get in touch with you? If they want to hire you, they should hire you. I could see why it's so valuable. Like, in 2 minutes, you've helped me clarify, you know, what we're trying to do. So just phenomenal. I love it. How do people learn more about John Levesay?
Well, you can go to my website, which is my name, johnlevesay.com. And if you can't remember that, just Google The Pitch with a P, Whisperer, and all my content shows up there, whether it's me being interviewed on a podcast like this, or being hosting my own podcast, or my book, The Sale is in the Tale, which is a business fable, which is a story about storytelling.
And so John Levesay, just for the audience, Levesay, John Levesay, and The Sale is in the Tale. Where can people find the book? And they find it on Amazon, any place you buy books, or
everywhere you
John,
buy books.
Tell us about that.
There's also the Audible version with me narrating it, if you'd like to consume content that way versus reading it.
What a pleasure to visit with you. The more one talks with you, the more one loves your message and what you're talking about. What a great pleasure to visit with you today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. John, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very kind, Scott. Thank you for having me.